Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, we are about to be joined here in studio by a hospital whistleblower on some just insane things that are happening at the hospital. And then I just saw a little story here that had me laughing out loud in the break. Seriously, the clown world of all of this is just, I can't even believe I'm living in this reality at this point. And it's like a mental thing to just almost keep saying is to just say, this is all some sort of weird simulation game that I'm in. This is not real. This is just a test. Because it's just insane. From locking down a school because a girl without a mask and then blaming her for it to what we're about to get into with this hospital whistleblower. I mean, it's just total clown world. But let me just talk about something else that's going on right now. First of all, did you know Biden went on another vacation over the weekend? Guys, roll the B-roll of clip 9. And so this was Biden. He went on a vacation to Delaware over the weekend. He's constantly vacationing while the country is in total crisis. But notice something about this B-roll here. Notice something about this video. Everyone, and he can't even walk off the stairs, folks. He has to go down backwards, clinching to the rails because he can't walk down steps when it's windy or he'll blow over like a feather in the wind. But notice how everybody else in this video is forced to wear a mask, even the young kids. So it's a bunch of young kids wearing a mask. It's the pilot and everybody else, everybody wearing a mask, except one person not wearing the mask. Joe Biden. Everyone masked but Joe. What is up with that? So there's Joe Biden departing for another vacation as he scuttles the country into chaos and division and degradation. But then you have this. Guys, roll the B-roll from clip 1. So this was, I guess, Friday before Biden departed for vacation. And guys, you can just keep the B-roll rolling, and I'm going to try to explain what's going on here. So we now know that they have a fake White House where Joe Biden does his press conferences and such. That's not a conspiracy theory. We reported it first. It's a fake White House. Literally, it's a studio set fake White House. Well, I guess they're going full time to the fake White House now because on Friday, the White House was closed to reporters. And that's why at that one point in the video, you see all the reporters rushing away from the White House to go to the fake White House, the TV set White House. Guys, just keep the B-roll on the screen. So what is going on in the White House that nobody's allowed in the White House and they don't do press conferences from the White House anymore? They only do it from the fake White House, the TV set. This is I've never heard of this before. They literally have a fake White House. Oh, and by the way, all the reporters cheering Joe Biden. In fact, guys, we should actually listen to this because I'm pretty sure there's audio at that part, too. When Biden approaches the fake White House set and all the reporters start cheering for him, that just shows you where the state of the media is in this country. It will roll back around to that in a second. But so it's they depart from the White House because they've had the White House shut down. They don't do press conferences with the president at the White House anymore. They have all of it at the fake White House TV set. So all the journalists have to rush over there. Guys, do we have it queued up to that? Listen. This is, folks, this is the media. This is the White House press pool. As Joe Biden is approaching the media at the fake White House, listen to the White House press pool when he approaches. Listen to this. Why are they cheering him? What are they doing? All right, guys, so there you go. So, again, why do they have a fake White House? Why do they have a TV set that Biden goes to? Why is the White House press pool cheering on the president? Why is he vacationing every weekend? What is going on here? Why is he bragging when somebody wipes his butt? What is going on? Biden mocked for Truman Show presidency over fake White House set. Like, that sounds crazy. I get it. Somebody tunes into this, and they say, hey, who's this crazy guy on TV? Who's this crazy guy on the radio saying that there's a fake White House? It's just me, Owen Schroyer from InfoWars, and there is a fake White House. But then over the weekend, as we see every weekend, the Let's Go Brandon chants, a.k.a. F. Joe Biden, every college football stadium, every baseball stadium, they now get the signs up behind the cameras that say Let's Go Brandon, too.
People ask me all the time, Alex, the last 3 months or so, you've had explosive energy on top of your already very intense level of energy. What's happening? Well, it's the things that are happening in the world right now. That's got my blood up. But also, I've gotten back in the groove of religiously taking three products every single day. DNA Force Plus that's back in stock. Also, X2, Deep Earth Crystal Iodine that's essential for your immune system, your whole body. And, of course, at nighttime, Down and Out Sleep Aid that makes me have deeper, cleaner, restful sleep that, again, boosts my immune system and is good for every cell in my body and great for the spirit. All three of these products are in stock right now. They are 40% off in the case of DNA Force Plus and 50% off for 1 week only on Survival Shield X2. And, yes, until supplies last, we have Down and Out, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This is the trifecta. I suggest you check it out and experience what this does for your body today.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
So you may remember, I remember, tuning into Alex Jones years ago, and he would talk about how in the future they would say that there was no such thing as men and women, there was no such thing as a woman being pregnant, there was no such thing as breastfeeding, there was no such thing as genders. And you would hear all that, and you knew that Alex had a reputation of being accurate with his foreshadowing and his forecasting, but also his current events coverage. But, you know, you'd hear something like that, like out of a sci-fi novel, and maybe you take it with a grain of salt, or maybe you're just like, I don't agree with that. Well, folks, that time is now upon us. And so we have a hospital whistleblower here that's going to explain what's going on. But it's headlines like this that I almost spit my coffee out in the break reading this headline. Are there unintended consequences to calling breastfeeding natural? What? I mean, okay. Are there unintended consequences of calling pregnancy natural? Calling a man and a woman being in love natural? What are the unintended consequences? Well, the unintended consequences is they can't have their new world order. That's the unintended consequences. They can't have a new world order when men and women come together and make families and have babies and fall in love. Then the whole new world order fails. That's why destroying the nuclear family is numero uno on the new world order's agenda. And that's why smart people, when they read the manifestos of Antifa or Karl Marx or Black Lives Matter and it says destroy the nuclear family, they say, wait a second, we don't want to destroy the nuclear family. Why would we want to do that? A man and a woman coming together is natural. Oh, but in the New World Order, it's not. That's criminal, see? You're a bigot. How dare you? And, yeah, they claim men can get pregnant now, too. I mean, I just want to vomit. I'm just going to yak all over the desk here. It's just disgusting. Seriously, I almost spit my coffee out reading that. But speaking of InfoWars coffee, I'm not even kidding you. When I got into studio this morning, or when I left my office and I started to put some of the news on my desk, said, you know what? I could really go for a fresh brew right now of InfoWars coffee. And I opened up the studio door over there, and I went through some of the office space and then into the hallway where the break room is at the end, and I had a whiff of the aromas coming from the break room, and I knew immediately what was going on. A fresh pot of InfoWars coffee was being brewed. Oh, no. Are we out again, guys? I have to pull the plug if we're out again. Guys, check the immune support blend. See if we're out of that, too. So the Wake Up America Patriot blend has just sold out the coffee at InfoWarsStore.com. Holy smokes. This stuff is selling out in mere days now. Guys, is the immune support system still in stock? Or do we sell out of that, too? Wow. Okay, well, I apologize. I don't like plugging things that are sold out. We just got the coffee back in stock like 2 weeks ago. It's already completely sold out. So that just tells you how much people love it. So the next time you see the coffee label, I would buy as much as possible. Both sold out now. But understand, this is what happens to a lot of our products because they're so popular and they're just so great, the best on the market. And so they sell out all the time. And so there'll be times here where I'm plugging a product that was in stock yesterday, and then they pull it up on the website, it's sold out. So, folks, take advantage of these specials before they sell out. It's totally unintended. I mean, the coffee just got back in stock. I can't believe it sold out already. So unintended here with that. But here's some of the other sales we have. Get them before they're sold out. DNA Force Plus constantly sells out. It's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is 25% off. We had this. We brought it in as a limited time thing. The first shipment of it sold out within a couple weeks. Blew our expectations, so we went ahead and ordered another round. It's 25% off. Down and Out Liquid Sleep Support. This is back in stock. It sold out a while ago. We were having trouble getting some of the ingredients back in there with the supply chain shortages, but we finally were able to get it back. And now it's back in stock, 50% off. Survival Shield X2, 40% off. Super Male and Super Female Vitality, 40% off. Living Defense Plus, 40% off. Organic Greens Fiber Caps, 50% off. And almost sold out at InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget all the other great stuff while you're at InfoWarsStore.com. The hats, the t-shirts, the air filters, the water filters. How about the emergency food supplies? I mean, you want to talk about survival instincts? If you don't have emergency food supplies by now, I just don't know what you're waiting for. 6 days left on these specials, by the way. 6 days left on these specials, or until they sell out, we'll see which comes first. And, of course, it's your support at InfoWarsStore.com that keeps us on the air. Okay, let's see what we want to do here. Let me try to get through these videos quickly. Let's go, just guys, roll the B-roll from clip two. Lebanon is really in a chaotic situation right now. I don't know if I have any of this news on my desk, but it's not good in Lebanon. The banks are closed. People can't retrieve their money. There's massive power outages and blackouts and energy shortages. And this is happening in Lebanon right now. And so unrest is growing, and it's just not good. But this is what it's going to look like as the New World Order rears its ugly head and tries to assert itself as the global government dominating every sovereign nation state. So Lebanon wants to be a sovereign nation, secular. New World Order hates that. And so they're just shutting it down. It's really sad. It's really, really sad. So that's happening in Lebanon. Let's see what else we got here. We have... In Rhode Island, guys, roll the B-roll from clip seven. Rhode Island, massive protest against the vaccine mandates. And then police just arresting people out of nowhere. So, massive protest show in Rhode Island. I think it was maybe in front of a government building or something. A huge amount of people show up, and they start asking questions of the police officers, and the police officers just start arresting them. Because they don't want to be a part of vaccine passport mandates. So real ugly scenes in Rhode Island. Thank the New World Order for this. Oh, it was outside the governor's house. Thank you. So they're protesting the governor, demanding answers, refusing the vaccine mandate. Police start arresting people. So, this is just the chaos, and this is just the division that is going to persist under the New World Order until they assert themselves and dominate all of us. And they'll just arrest everybody who doesn't comply. That's their ultimate goal. They're building those camps right now. And now let's go to clip eight. Listen to this. This is a... Can you imagine taking orders from this orc-looking freak? The chief medical officer, Teresa Tam, in Canada, who wants you spying on your friends and neighbors and constantly asking people about their vaccination status. Look at this demented freak in clip eight.
But our advice really is that overall, keep indoor gatherings safer by, you know, asking your guests. It is a difficult question sometimes, but ask your family, or if you had people outside of your family that you're thinking of inviting, do try and ask them whether they've been vaccinated or not and take that into account. Use precautions, including spacing or physical distancing if you can, and masking where appropriate if some family members particularly who have high-risk conditions. If you're not fully vaccinated, and or, as we said, then really should be limiting the gatherings to your household members, and having things outdoors as much as possible. But our advice really is that overall...
Yeah, that's nice. You're, oh, ask everybody about their vaccine status. Ask if they've had a temperature check lately. Maybe even volunteer to give one, you know, rectally if they haven't. You know, it's all fun and games. It's medical tyranny, and it's just freaks like that telling you to do it. And now look at this sick clip in clip 11. This is the new dancing nurse videos. Nurses bragging because they're making more money than they ever have before, and they're on vacation all the time. Look at this in clip 11.
If you're not on vacation because we're travel nurses and we abide by the mask mandates and we're fully vaccinated, then where the f*** you at?
Oh, boy, yeah. So tough in the hospitals on the nurses. They're just vacationing and making...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live here on the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer sitting in for Alex today and for the week. I mean, so far, Alex has done a pretty good job taking a vacation. He's usually really bad at that, but so far he's done okay. And so we'll continue to hope Alex gets some rest and relaxation on a vacation. I'll be filling in hosting duties here, but we will be hearing from Alex, I'm sure. And now in studio with me is Emmy Robin, a big resume here. I won't get into all of it, all kinds of experience. But the important thing is she is a certified birth and postpartum doula, childbirth educator, and breastfeeding counselor. And she's been dealing with pregnant women for a long time. Mm-hmm. And specifically, though, what you're noticing is an interesting change, I guess you could say. And you can kind of elaborate on this, but we'll start it with this notion here and what they're really implicating or implying with a headline like this from CNN. Are there unintended consequences to calling breastfeeding natural? So it's not just breastfeeding, though. It's birth. It's the whole process of a man and a woman being pregnant and giving birth and then breastfeeding. It's the attack of that entire natural process, trying to claim it's not natural, or I guess somehow it's a bad thing. So what are you noticing with these implications as somebody that's around pregnant women and involved with the process of birth for years now?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. It's literally insane what's happening and what's going on, and you know, just the fear that's going on right now. And birth is very natural. It's a physiological thing.
Well, I have to stop you right there, though. What do you mean by fear?
Well, there's just so much. There's a lot of fear going on in the world right now, and a lot of pregnant women that are reaching out to me, you know, via, you know, Facebook message or texting me. Women I don't even know. Women that are being referred to me from friends because of my education and because of what I do, and they're just asking for an OBGYN who's more natural thinking, right? And that's, to me, that blows my mind, because an OBGYN got their education. They understand birth. They understand what happens to a woman's body. They understand growing a baby. They understand medications that, you know, women can't take. They understand foods that women can't eat when they're pregnant. Things like that, right? So they're feeling bullied right now. They're just feeling bullied through the entire birth process.
That's got to be awful, too, because you're talking about such an important thing in your life where there is a lot of questions and there's a lot of stuff regarding your health that you just want confidence and answers.
That's
what I see coming from hospitals too. It's a lot of bullying. Mm-hmm. And when you're talking about a pregnant woman who's already going through all kinds of physiological changes, plus the added effect of having a baby that they have to take care of too, I imagine that going through the bullying process just makes it more complicated.
Yeah, I mean, I've had this like inside of me where I've broken down crying, you know, after talking to some moms from like what's going on with them. There's women that, you know, are being pushed. My business is growing. My business is booming. Women are wanting to do natural childbirth. Women are wanting to do birth at home and birth in birth centers because they're not, as you know, they're not being bullied. They can do it with a midwife. But there are women out there that are high risk or that absolutely need a hospital. They need a hospital to have a baby, and they're scared. They're super scared, and they're reaching out to me because they're like, do you know any of these OBGYNs that aren't going to force me to get a vaccine, right? So, like, I had someone reach out to me the other day, and they're having an oopsie baby, right? Like their third baby. They didn't plan on having another baby, but she's scared. She hasn't done it in 10 years. So she's like, now I need to find a provider, right? And she's saying that there are providers. She's called six, around town, and they're not taking on new clients unless they have a vaccine. And she's like scared. She's freaking out. I felt her fear through the phone. Like, that would freak me out. If I was pregnant, I knew I needed a hospital to have my baby. And now all of a sudden I can't find a provider that will take me on because of a decision that I don't want to make.
So right? let's humanize this for a second, because there's always an intimidation that comes along with an authority figure. And that's why authority figures have badges and uniforms. It's a psychological thing. And you can say it's a good thing, you can say it's a bad thing, but what I'm seeing now and hearing now more than ever is the intimidation process happening at hospitals. And so who knows? You can go into a hospital fully informed, completely uninformed, maybe a little bit informed, maybe neutral, maybe indifferent.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as you get in front of the doctors and it's the white coats and it's the stethoscopes and it's, you know, and they're telling you, you have to do this, you have to do that.
There's evidence that this works. That's what I hear from the OB all the time telling my client. I'll just kind of look at the client and be like, I'm here to advocate for you, but you have to use your voice. We learned about this, right? So,
well, and that's the problem is it's like you're just sitting there. You feel you're in a compromised position dealing with a team of doctors telling you that this is the only way. Mm-hmm. And even if it goes against your gut instincts, you're now in a position of going against these doctors and having them belittle you. But really, it's what you have to do. It's your gut instinct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's scary. It is scary, right? And to have birth, we'll back it up, physiologically, like, what happens in labor is you need to have oxytocin.
By the way, have you ever dealt with a man that's pregnant?
No.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure. All right.
Wait,
all right.
That can
go
happen?
On, though. Apparently not, but I'm told it can. I don't know.
No, this just like, what happens to a woman's body? You need oxytocin, the natural hormone that we produce. It's called the love hormone. Oxytocin, you need that in labor, right? That helps labor progress. That helps labor move along. So my job is to turn the lights down and, you know, try to release this oxytocin and help the partner, you know, release oxytocin, right? But they have Pitocin. They have a synthetic version of oxytocin that they can give women, right? It's what they use to induce. It's what they use to help labor along in the hospitals. But it's like, when you're scared, when you have fear, when you have any cortisol or any of these opposite hormones running through your body, it's going to block that oxytocin, which is going to stall out labor. It's going to cause issues. It's going to, you know, to where the doctor has to come in and they have to help move along and they have to intervene. And interventions, you know, there's evidence that interventions can lead to risks, right? So it starts with, get rid of the fear, get rid of the bullying. No matter where you decide to have your baby, right? It starts with being educated, being confident in what you're going into, right? And just kind of allowing yourself to be happy while you're doing this.
See, this is your expertise, and we're about to go to break here. But I mean, my kind of, I guess, comparison to this would be the whole breastfeeding versus formula equation, where the benefits of breastfeeding are, I mean, paramount. It's everything. You have to breastfeed versus the babies that get the formula, lower IQs, lower brain function, mental disabilities, all of this stuff. But yet the formula gets promoted by doctors. The formula is told it's the same as breastfeeding. That's just a lie. But they bully people into believing it.
Oh, I mean, there's studies. They have changed hospital protocol. Heavens that they've changed protocol to where skin to skin is a necessity after birth. Like they will put that baby skin to skin because they know the benefits. They know that it lowers the,
but isn't that being stopped now because of COVID?
I would hope not.
Well, I mean, that's what I've seen is, I mean, we have all these videos and images.
I've seen articles.
The mothers have their newborn baby and they like put it in a plastic bag. The mother's in a hazmat suit. We'll be right back with more of this. Pregnant mothers, tune in. This is very important.
InfoWars emergency supply chain breakdown sale is only running for 1 week from Monday, October 11th for 7 days. That's because a bunch of these products that we have in stock are limited supply because, obviously, the supply chain breakdown that I've been warning you of now for 20 months, because that's part of the Great Reset and part of the Global's plan, and that's what global lockdowns have been triggered. So we've not lowered the quality of any of our products. That means some of them have been sold out for more than 6 months, like DNA Force Plus. It is 40% off, but coming up in 1 week, it will go back to full price. We probably won't have more for up to 6 months, ladies and gentlemen. So it's a chance to support the broadcast, get an incredible product at the same time. Winter Sun, Ultra 12, they're both 50% off. They're going to go back to 10% off in a week as well. They're 50% off right now. Find these and more at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar, making your life a lot healthier.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After 1 day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, we have Emmy Robin in studio with us, and she is, well, I guess dealing with more pregnant mothers than she ever has before because of all the bullying and intimidations and questions that come out of hospitals, and they don't get the answers they want. They want a natural birth. So good for you, I would say. Good for them as well. And there's so much I want to get into here, but let's start with this. Let's start with what you're seeing in hospitals before we get into the natural versus the unnatural debate. Let's start, what are you seeing in hospitals? What are pregnant mothers saying to you? Why are they coming to you? Why do you have more clients than ever before? And what is it that you're seeing and hearing about in hospitals that has you shocked or even horrified?
Well, I think just in general, the rate of cesareans have gone up. over the years, right? So now you're talking, we're somewhere within the 30% range of women. 1 in 3 women end up in a C-section. A lot of women don't want a C-section. Some women do. And I'm there as their doula to be like, okay, I'll be with you if you're...
And so tell me, I mean, obviously the medical procedure is different, but tell me, what would be the benefits of having a natural birth versus a C-section or vice versa?
I mean, well, our bodies were made to do this, right? So you have the natural birth. If you have it vaginally without medication, without epidurals, without all of that stuff, right? You're allowing the body to do what it does naturally, right? So afterwards, you're going to have that rush of hormones and oxytocin. The milk's going to come in a little bit easier. You're going to be able to hold your baby versus, you know, they are definitely giving out fentanyl in hospitals to pregnant women. It's crazy, but they do it.
So I guess it's more of a completing of the natural process instead of stunting it.
Absolutely. Yeah, just allow things to happen the way they physiologically should be happening, right? And that goes with postpartum. As soon as that baby's out of the canal, you put it on the chest. You put that baby skin to skin. Why? It helps regulate their temperature. It helps regulate their blood sugar. It helps their breathing. They will actually synchronize their breathing with the mother's breathing. It stimulates the vagus nerve. When you stimulate the vagus nerve, it enlarges the villi in the gut, which actually will help create a bigger space in your gut to absorb nutrition, right? So just skin to skin does that, right?
And that basic necessity, I would say,
yeah,
is being denied in many hospitals because of quote unquote COVID.
I mean, yeah, some hospitals are taking the baby away.
It's like, yeah, let's destroy this baby right out of the womb because of COVID.
I mean, look, I can speak to my education and the benefit of placing that baby on the mother's chest, whether she has the flu, whether she has COVID, whether she has a cold, whether any of that thing. It's like the baby needs to be on the mom. You put a baby in a warmer. Yeah, there's a $30,000 machine that can warm the baby up after birth, right? But can that cool the baby down if the baby starts getting overheated? The breast.
Oh, but see, that $30,000, the hospital likes that.
Well, if you put a baby on the breast, right, the body is so amazing. And it's the miraculous stuff that happens postpartum. But the breast can actually heat up to 4 degrees Fahrenheit and cool down within 2 minutes to adjust to what the baby needs, to adjust to the baby's body temperature. A warmer can't do that, right? They have to constantly watch the baby, take the baby's temperature, you know, figure
out. But see, now you see, this is kind of the stuff that people can understand. It's follow the money. What costs more money, a C-section or a natural birth?
Oh, I am all about if you are pregnant and you're going to be having a baby, you need to watch The Business of Being Born. It's an amazing documentary. Ricky Lake is the producer on it. It's incredible.
But my guess is, and you can confirm or deny, my guess is the C-section, hospital gets more money. Just like the heating machine, the hospital gets more money.
Well, you have a vaginal birth. You will leave the hospital 24, 48 hours later, walking home, getting up, walking around your house. You have a C-section, you're going to be kept there for 3 to 5 days.
Ah, cha-ching, baby.
Yeah. So, and it's, you know, you have to have help getting up to go to the restroom. I mean, it's a lot harder on your body to have a C-section.
See, now I'm going to get into another thing here just quickly to change lanes.
Yeah.
Because there's this whole new push for women to chop their breasts off. Like without even proper, I mean, it's just like, but it's just part of the same thing. It's like, that is part of humanity. Yeah. Breasts are awesome, okay? Like, for a lot of different reasons. And that's what they think. They're like, oh, just cut it off. You might have cancer. Or, hey, we can predict if you have cancer. Just cut it off. It turns out all that's probably fake anyway, just like the Theranos scam. But that's the whole thing. It's like, hey, if we just remove the breasts entirely, then we don't have to worry about those pesky breasts making the babies healthy.
Prophylactic mastectomies that happen. Yeah, it's crazy. Like, I mean, if you look at the evidence-based studies, they are also showing that if you breastfeed, the longer you breastfeed, the lower your risk for ovarian and breast cancer, right? So if you're somebody like myself, my mother passed away from breast cancer. So I know automatically, I believe in epigenetics. I believe that maybe she was deficient in iodine and vitamin D, which are linked to breast cancer, right? So I try to supplement that. But also I know that in the 70s and 80s, it wasn't as popular to breastfeed. So my mom didn't breastfeed.
And that's when they introduced the formula. Correct. And were really pushing the formula.
Correct. So my mom didn't.
So again, but I mean, there it is again. Oh, I have to buy the formula. Somebody's making money versus if I'm producing it naturally.
Oh, I mean, and you want to talk about helping out low-income communities? You want to talk about really helping out the low-income communities that are having babies right now, mothers who cannot afford formula? Formula is expensive. Like, I, as a breastfeeding counselor, am currently looking into get in with WIC because I would love, anybody from WIC, please contact me. I would love to help mothers who cannot afford to buy formula and really help them breastfeed, because breastfeeding is hard. It is a really hard skill.
And so this is a lot of information to go over. You said that what was the name of that documentary you suggest pregnant mothers watch?
The Business of Being Born. It is an amazing documentary. Ricky Lake produced it. I want to say it came out early 2000s. Ever since that documentary has come out, though, the rise in birth center births and home births has, I mean, it's exploded. It's, women are just scared to go to the hospital, right? They're very scared. And, you know, it's a valid fear, but as a doula, I've seen the other side of it. I have seen OBGYNs that are amazing, and they will honor the mother's birth plan. It's very rare. It's very few and far between.
And that gets back into the intimidation factor.
Yeah, absolutely. The bullying. But again, with these texts and these messages that I'm getting daily, it's now starting before even the birth process. And I just, even during this pandemic, like, for somebody who advocates for women and is a part of this insane process that happens, it's exciting and amazing and scary, and having a baby is just crazy, right? And when I was seeing these reports of, you know, in other states during the deep part of the pandemic, when they were denying the partners, they would just drop their wives off at the front of the hospital and have to go sit in the parking lot.
And then they might not have any advocates in there with them.
No advocates, right? And that's creating trauma. That's creating birth trauma. That's creating trauma birth trauma is a very big part of postpartum depression.
I was going to say, you only get one shot.
No, yeah. It's a super important part of your life, having a baby, right? And so my goal as a doula, as an advocate for these women, is to, you know, try to keep birth trauma at a non-existent level, right? I would like to have more oxytocin in there than cortisol. And it's so hard right now. It's so hard with what's going on and the fear and the, you know, everything that's just being pushed upon these women. And
not to mention, and this is a little more of a brain psychology type of thing, but you might know more about this too, of, you know, when you're in a situation like that of feeling bullied, feeling intimidated, feeling pressured, your brain is releasing other, you know, toxins and other kind of stuff that's going to affect that baby upon birth as well.
100%. If I can get anything out of being on here today and talking to anybody who's pregnant or has put off getting pregnant because of this, like, I know people that were planning.
Well, we got to go to break. We got one more segment, though. We'll be right back. We'll finish.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I swear it was in self-defense.
All right, I've got, I didn't know this, but now just famed. Famed Emmy Robin here, doula, because she does natural pregnancies. I'm actually stunned. I'm learning a lot of things in the breaks here, but I guess I shouldn't be so shocked because having a natural pregnancy is now considered like impossible, I guess, even though it's a natural thing. It should be normal, but we'll get into that. But here's, I want to preface that with this from the CNN article with the headline, demonizing natural birth here. And this is really what it comes down to. And when you understand this, you understand what the New World Order is really about. From the CNN article, headline, it's bad to say breastfeeding is natural. According to a pair of experts, this type of campaign could backfire in a big way. When federal and local health departments use the term natural to promote breastfeeding, even though that's the truth, it could inadvertently fuel concerns over other aspects of health and society that are seen as unnatural. No, not seen as unnatural, are unnatural. This is the propaganda. This is how they slither and snake their way in, such as vaccines. Oh, genetically modified foods. Ah, and assisted reproductive technologies. Aha. So, see, this is really an amazing phenomenon here where they take things that are unnatural. Hey, doesn't mean I'm demonizing it necessarily. Yeah. It just means it's not natural. And they say, oh, don't say unnatural. That's a way of demonizing things that are unnatural. And it's like, well, that's the point. So they're obviously in defense of this because they know it's not natural. And they don't want you to know the vaccines aren't natural. They don't want you to know that all these assisted birth things are not natural. They don't want you to know that your food is not natural. And oh my gosh, if you realize that none of this is natural, you'll start to question the reality that they're in control of. And then you might break out of the matrix and take the red pill and defeat the paradigm of global government. We can't have that. We're CNN. We hate you. And so you're famous now, apparently, these hospitals, because you're having women giving natural birth. Is it really that rare?
I mean, I wouldn't say like rare, but I do know that, I mean, let's just, for example, a week ago, I did a birth in a hospital, and it was a VBAC, is what they call it, a vaginal birth after a cesarean, right? So she had a C-section the first time around because of, she got to the hospital and the doctor started.
And you weren't there.
I wasn't there. This was, you know, 2 years ago. And the doctor started doing what they like to do and all the different, you know.
Oh, looking for that cash.
Your water. Yeah. We can give you some Pitocin. Give you an epidural. Right? So she ended up in a C-section. And so we went over her birth plan time and time again. We would go on walks together. And she would tell me, this is what I want. This is what I want. And I'm like, okay, we're going to do this. Right? So we went and having a VBAC in a hospital, they look at it as like it's a very medically like crazy thing. Like, oh my gosh, you're going to do it that way when, you know,
so, like, because we have this science, it's better. No.
Right. So, and this is not the first VBAC that I have done 100% natural in a hospital. So I pride myself.
And so they even have new,
this before.
So they have new terms. Pregnancy or giving birth is just from, it's vaginal birth, that's right. Giving birth, but now it's a VBAC birth.
Right, so it's a VBAC.
And you have to add that little asterisk, like,
right.
Oh.
And VBAC makes you high risk, so you can't do it at a birth center and stuff.
Oh, high risk, yes, yeah. But chopping a hole into your stomach is
right.
Fine.
Right, and it just depends on, like, why did you have the C-section in the first place, right? So her C-section in the first place wasn't because of factors that she would need to have a repeat C-section. Hers was because the doctor intervened and caused a cascading issue with the baby, right? So they had to cut the baby out. So her body knew what to naturally do, and I knew it.
And just to pause right there, my guess is, I'm assuming that she was on her back during the botched pregnancy, which is the unnatural way to give birth.
She was, well, once you get an epidural, you can't get up and walk around, right? Your legs are numb. They will turn you on your side, and they'll usually put a peanut ball between your legs because they don't want you to just lay on your back, be stuck on your back. So they will turn you on your side in the hospital once you get an epidural, and then they'll come and they'll try to switch. It's like, takes a couple people to switch.
Which is just like a whole nother thing of the unnatural birth position they put you in.
Oh, you got to get a catheter. All the things happen when you get an epidural, right? So,
I'm the old-fashioned way. I'll just take the woman and just shake her from the arms until the baby falls out, you know?
I mean,
probably better.
Yeah. I mean, I was so proud of this woman. You know, she did it. She did it. We didn't do any drugs. She had when you get to the hospital, the first thing that happens is they put an IV port in your hand. And this is just in case they need to use it in case of emergencies, right? So that's going to take you out of this oxytocin releasing thing when you're having to get an IV put in, when you're having to sign away all these.
Yeah, immediately the natural functions of your body's chemistry are just being manipulated and changed.
The lights are bright. Everything.
And then it's like, and then your natural chemistry starts to go into like the fight or flight emergency response mode.
Yeah. What are you going to tell me to do?
And now your baby is getting all of those chemicals it shouldn't be getting.
Truth. This is true. And I was so, so proud of my client. She had this baby all natural. That night in question, we had to stay in triage for 3 hours. I've never had that before. We got to the hospital at midnight and they kept us in triage. A, because my client didn't want to get a cervical check, but she was clearly in labor. Her water broke right there. So it was like, oh, you're going to get us into a labor and delivery room. But I told her, I said, you know what? I was like, don't allow this to cause fear that they're keeping you in here and they're telling you that they don't have any L&D rooms available. Like, that blows my mind. We don't have any labor and delivery rooms available. The doctor told us that it was the busiest night that she's had in almost 30 years that she's worked there. And I'm like, I get it. Pandemic babies. People were cooped up, right? So what are they going to do there?
I don't even think that's the case. My guess is that...
understaffed.
That's they what it is. It's understaffed, and they're covering it up with all these different narratives.
100% yeah. Understaffed. I've never walked through an L&D hall and not been able to find a nurse like I did that night. It took me a while to walk around and be like, hey, my clients
pushed. It's like a ghost town. And they say, oh, the hospital is so overwhelmed. You walk through and nobody's there.
And that night in question, I also had to walk through emergency to get to the back of the hospital. It's like I literally had to just like walk through this maze to get to
probably the eerie.
It was scary. I look back and I'm like, I should have videoed this because it was creepy.
Don't say that, Alex. She'll video next time. All right, relax, Alex. If you're listening, it's okay. She didn't know.
But it was just because it was just more like it was kind of scary for me. I'm like, this is weird. Like I wasn't. Nobody. I was passing nobody in the halls. And, you know, I get to L&D and I find out I'm like, my client's still in triage. And I met her there. I went home and breastfed my kid because I was like, I need to drain myself before I have a long night ahead. I have my pump with me, but, you know, I'm going to go home. I'm going to breastfeed. I was like, I'm going to meet you at the hospital. I'll be there in like 30 minutes. And I get there and I'm thinking that'll be enough time for them to put the IV in her and get her moved over to labor and delivery. Nope. They kept her in triage. We were kept in triage for 3 hours because we didn't have an open L&D room. We get to L&D and we didn't even see the doctor until my client was pushing. So it was like, the doctor's in a C-section. Okay, an hour later, can we see the doctor? The doctor's in a C-section. I'm like, another C-section?
And is that procedure for a C-section a little more hands-on and lengthy for the doctor?
I think it's a little quicker for them to do.
A little quicker? Okay.
And then to wait for a woman to push a baby out of a canal. Sometimes a first-time mom, it can take, you know, 2 hours to push a baby out. So the doctor's sitting there for 2 hours, and it's kind of like, okay, I'm going to go over here. I'm going to come back. My nurses will let me know, you know. So
that could be an element, too, of, oh, it's more convenient for me as a doctor to just cut the stomach open and take it out.
And that's the documentary, The Business of Being Born. Right?
Got you.
So,
no concern for the baby or the mother. Just say, you know, it's more convenient. Just hack her up.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. it's a crazy world out there. But
man,
you
know, oh man.
My client, after talking to her when she was in postpartum, it's like that night there was 11 births. There was 80% of them were C-sections. And
that's wild.
It grew to 30%, 1 in 3 women, right? 30% C-section. And right now in America, it's 30%. In some places, like, you know, California, it's a little higher, right? It's a little more, I guess, desired to have.
Yeah, the C-section is woke, man.
Yeah. I mean, look, I am an advocate for women who need it. Right. I will be there for you. If you have to have a gentle C-section or a planned C-section, you can also hire a doula. There are doulas that will come and we will be there with you because it's scary. That's really scary. And I'm all about it if that's what you need. Right. But the body, if it's your first baby and you're not high risk, you don't have preeclampsia, you are a healthy woman able to give birth.
See, this gets back.
Naturally.
This gets back to the argument that I want to finish up. We have a 5-minute segment coming up. Just finish up in this next 5-minute segment because this gets back into the argument of natural versus the unnatural and how the unnatural is overriding the healthcare industry. And it's because it's the same dynamic with vaccines. It's like, hey, my neighbor's kid has chickenpox. I'll send my kid over there. They'll get chicken pox. They'll recover in a week or two. They'll be fine. They'll have immunity. Same with COVID. Oh, I guess I've had COVID. I don't even know, but I've been around all these COVID people, had one staying with me, never got sick because I have natural immunity. But they want to overwrite all of that, overwrite the natural immunity, overwrite the birthing process so the medical industry can control it.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.